helpmates are on with me. I love to hear that they are sipping something, and you know we're trying a new flavor today. So I'm Yvette Benton of Gerald and Yvette Ministries, GeraldandYvette.com. Oh my goodness, I love to do that. So decree and declare with me, I'm a helpmeet suitable. And I'm sipping, oh my goodness. Hey, I love my sips. Now, don't get me wrong. I love to do the helpmeet tips, but I like the sips just as much. So I've got a great tip for you. You already saw the title. Yep, sounds like we're going to be doing some things. But I'm the author of Help for the Helpmeet. I'm Yvette Benton. We have Help for the Helpmeet, and today we do have a tip. It's not just about the sip, Yvette. We do have a tip. Mostly, I'm going to talk about how we've been feeling because, you know, the enemy tries to do a couple things, and I'm going to break some things off today because I like to break things off. I like to use my authority. I know you guys know that. It says, we want God to convict and deal with sinful behavior because vengeance belongs to the Lord. I'm going to read that again because it's simple, but it is not easy when you're dealing with marriage or waiting on marriage. It says, help meets. Our job is to love through sin. Oh, I didn't say that the first time. I better sip on that. Help meets. Our job is to love through sin. We needed to sip elderflower. Fancy. Our job is to love through sin and allow God to convict and deal with sinful behavior because vengeance belongs to the Lord. Don't get mad. We're going to handle some business. We're going to handle this today. I'm going to say that again. Helpmeets, our job is to love them through sin. Not necessarily wait until the sin is gone and then act like a help. Am I just sipping because it's good, or does that need a sip? A little bit of both. A helpmeet can love through the sin. Through the sin. And allow God to convict. I don't know about you, but I thought it was my job to make sure my husband felt convicted about his sin. Now, I didn't say that out loud to him, but I was always making insinuations, bringing up stuff. You know, I'm telling him all kind of stuff. And God, when I finally revealed to me I needed to be a helpmeet, he was like, I got this. Does anybody else need a sip? Ooh. Holy Spirit was like, I got this. You handle your own business. Ooh. And I realized I was getting bitter. I was getting frustrated with his behavior. I was getting frustrated with his sin. I was really getting mad because when I was bringing it up, he was like, whatever, whatever, you need to do this. And you know, you really need to do that. And God doesn't like it when you do that. God was like, come here. I got this. Vengeance belongs to me. Cause I was mad. Vengeance belongs to God. Romans 12 is my favorite scripture. Now, isn't that a mess? Romans 12 is my favorite script, is my favorite chapter in the Bible. And verse 19 says, beloved, never avenge yourself, but leave the way open for God's wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine. I will repay, says the Lord. Considering that was my favorite, that is my favorite chapter, I was struggling. And every time I realized I wanted a little vengeance and God wouldn't let me, Then I had to get delivered from bitterness, and I didn't want to be bitter. But God was showing me every time I was kind of trying to handle that vengeance, I was getting angry, I was getting frustrated, and he was like, you need deliverance from bitterness and love him through. Love him through the sin. Can I say the bitterness was a little more comfortable? Mm-hmm. Who's going to be honest with me? The frustration, the anger, it was a little more comfortable than even the love. Ooh, people don't want to say stuff like that. People don't want to say stuff like that. Okay. Mm-mm-mm. Good thing this elderberry is good today, because we all need it. We're going to crash this assignment of bitterness. We can't be bitter and we can't be vengeful. We got to love through sin. Whew. I will love him through the sin. Is that our declaration for the day? I think that's our declaration for the day. I will love him through sin. Can you declare that? That's really for anyone. But it's the hardest when it's our king. When it's your PPK, it's very hard. I will love him through sin. It's easier to be frustrated. It's easier to try to take vengeance. But the word of God says vengeance belongs to the Lord. He'll repay. When we're trying to repay, we're really picking up assignments of bitterness and anger. And we don't want to be bitter. We want to love through sin. And that might take some extra sparkling juice. Ladies, I will love him through the sin. Woo! Mm. If you have a sip, you might need a couple. Because loving him through sin takes a lot of Jesus. And maybe, just maybe, that was God's intent. Because we can't do that without him. So God wants us to go to him, get ourselves together, and love our kings through sin. Ooh, that's a good tip right there. So yes, I'm showing off my sparkling juice bag. They need to rename these sparkling juice bags. I said it. Mm-hmm. I said it. I love him through the sin. That's what I'm going to do. All right, help me. I'm decreeing and declaring, and I'm breaking some bitterness off of you in the name of Jesus. God, we repent for being bitter. We repent for seeking vengeance. We know vengeance belongs to you, so we give it over to you in the name of Jesus. We take our authority and cancel assignments of bitterness off of ourselves, off of our mind, off of our thoughts, off of our words. We will not be bitter. We'll be better. We will not be bitter. We will not be vengeful. We will love through sin. God, give us the heart like your heart, creating us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us. God, we give it over to you. They're your sons. They're your sons. Our kings are your sons, God. We will not seek vengeance. We will love them through sin, in Jesus' name. Break it off yourself. Cancel it. Shut it down. Help meets. Vengeance does not belong to us, so we're not going to have it. You know what we're going to have? A little more sparkling juice. Calm down. Get some sparkling juice. And love your king through sin. That's a help meet tip. That's help meets being suitable. All right. Make sure you're putting it in your help meet tips and sips journal. Write it down. Vengeance does not belong to me. I will not be bitter. I'm going to love him through the sin. All right. Thanks for joining me. I'm Yvette Benton of GeraldandYvette.com. Go to our website for resources, information, all that you need. Do you have your help meet book and workbook? If you don't have it, you need it for your resources and your journal. Don't forget, our testimony is in our book, Bent But Not Broken. If you don't have that and you need hope and to believe that God can and will restore, you need our book, Bent But Not Broken. I'm Yvette Benton, and I'm a helpmeet suitable. I'm decreeing and declaring you're a helpmeet suitable too.
I'm Yvette Benton, your podcast host. We are submitted and strong. Don't let anyone tell you can't be both.